Hi, everybody. Welcome to Queers and Soaps. I'm Tommy, and today I'm joined by Eric.
Hi, I'm still Joy.
Hi, honey bunny.
Hi.
We are back with our Gone Too Soon segment. Today we are talking about 2000 Malibu Road, episode two, technically, but it's listed as episode three. So we'll roll the credits and we'll get right into it. So, okay. I love this show. I'm really sad that it only lasted six episodes. I am just, it's just so much good stuff.
Did this episode not go so fast? I felt like it was 10 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, it's over already? Like, what the fuck?
But okay, so let's just get this out of the way because it's superficial. But the opening credits, I was like watching them and I noticed there were a lot of B's because I was like, how are they listed? Because sometimes you'll get like first call, like the star of the show. But it was listed in alphabetical order, and there are a lot of B's. We went from Barrymore to Beals to Black to Bloom to Bryce. I was like, this is a lot of
Didn't even
B's.
notice that.
Yeah, I was like, are they all B's? And then we got to Tuesday night, and she ruined everything. I was like, oh, there are
Damn it,
the
Tuesday night.
B's.
So I think the credits are dreary. I'm like, for this show, I feel like they should have judged it up, like to catch it. I don't know. It was like this weird porn music. I'm like, this is weird. I don't like it. I'm not a fan.
I like the dramatic poses. I don't
Yeah, the poses are
know.
great. The poses are totally great. 'Cause I like that's why I like I think it's season 9 of Knots Landing or 10 or 9 and 10 when they do the really dramatic pose like they Karen turns her head, she's like ever so slowly. They all do that weird slow pose.
Opening credits.
What's that?
Was that the opening credits that had the painting?
Yeah. I
Okay.
actually really like those credits, even though like every Knots Landing fan hates them except for me. I love it.
I don't hate them. I like them as like a change, but then I like when we kind of switch it up again. So,
Yeah,
and
same. I do too. I liked it for the two seasons because they're the
I
fans
like the
love them.
sandcastle opening. Not to go on a Knots Landing tangent. I like the sandcastle opening because I think it's really cool how they replicated the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
But then I miss
Well,
the faces.
we do have a we have the Knots Landing connection, Lisa Hartman, so we're allowed to talk
Yeah,
about whatever Knots
right.
Landing is.
But yeah, let's get into the episode.
Okay,
So,
so wait one more second. So I looked up Ron Marquette. Did you look him up by chance? He's the detective. He died at 30 years old.
what?
I
Really?
know. Shot
Wow.
himself. I know. I was like, so I looked him up. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna look this guy up. I didn't catch his name, so I was looking up really for his name, and I saw like he died in I think 94 or 96. I can't remember. I was like, what? So and then I looked into more. Apparently, he lived with Michelle Pfeiffer's sister, Dee Dee Pfeiffer. So I guess they were together as a couple, and he ended up shooting himself at some point. And I'm like, what? He was also in Generations, the soap Generations.
Oh, really? I want to watch Generation so bad.
I know, I want to see
But
that.
nobody has it like in its entirety, and you know me, I can't watch things all blotchy. I need to see the
For sure. But yeah, now we. Oh yeah, so. And then go on. We're
Okay,
talking
so let's
about
get into
it.
the episode. So, I don't know, did you feel like they kind of just like everything that was like the main focus and plot of the first of the pilot basically kind of took a back burner. I felt like
A little bit.
I was like, wait, what happened to all the stuff that was going on in the pilot? Because we were dealing with other things. I mean, they like we were dealing with Lisa Hartman, Jade being in prison. I didn't see Robin Strasser. She was credited. Did you see her? Did I blink and miss her?
No, I thought the same thing. I'm like, where? I was looking for her the whole time. I'm like, where? So I wonder if they I don't think it would have aired as 3 hours, but I'm like, maybe it would aired as 3 hours, but I don't know. I have no idea where Robin was.
But I didn't see her. I saw like a cop or a warden, which I laughed because I was like a warden. But like,
Yeah,
I
yeah.
didn't see Robin
Yeah.
Strasser.
I was disappointed, but maybe she w I wonder if she was like in it and they cut it for time and maybe just kept her name in there. I don't know. Though it's on IMDb, so I don't know.
So Jade, is still in prison for the murder of that woman that broke into her house with the guy that they were listening from the van, which made me think, like, we didn't see that guy this episode, so I was like, are we just not talking about that?
It's like they filmed it, like, earlier this year and, like, forgot what was going on.
And, like, Robert Foxworth didn't show up till like, the last 5 minutes, so I was just, it just felt like an afterthought, everything that happened in the pilot.
Yeah, it was really strange. I thought she was denied bail. How did she get bail all of a sudden?
Well, because her parents are wealthy and probably knew somebody and made a phone call or something.
Like, I guess, because, like, remember she was, like, surprised that she's like, oh, somebody paid my bail, like, acting like she knew she could get bail. But at the time, I thought she couldn't. I thought they were like, you have to stay here.
So, when they said that her bail was posted, I thought Robert Foxworth may have paid it. So I didn't really know who to expect. But we see her mother, and we find out her stepfather, who, oh my god, Constance Towers is her mother. No. And then, I don't know the actor's name, but the one that plays her stepfather, it played Frank Smith on General Hospital also. So two of Luke and Laura's rivals are a couple on this show.
I think his name's Mitchell Ryan or something, and he's also in Dark Shadows, the original series.
And he's also in Child's Play 2 and 3. Just fun fact.
Is he in both parts?
Yeah, he's like the owner or like some exec of the company, and then he's murdered in 3. Spoiler alert for anyone who's never seen Child's Play 3.
It's like 1990 something, so they should have seen it by now.
Right. So I thought that was really cool that we got two soap opera actors as a couple from General Hospital that are both rivals of the same couple on General Hospital.
Yeah, I never knew he was on. I didn't know he was on. I wonder what Frank Smithy was, if he was the first, second, third, because I know they had multiples, I think.
I think he was Frank Smith in the 80s and the 90s, or maybe just the 90s. I know he was definitely in the 90s because I saw him. Okay. And then they recasted him, I think, around the 50th when they brought him back. But back to about 2000 Malibu Road. I almost called it Malibu Shores.
Don't get confused with that teen drama.
So yeah, I thought that was really cool. It was. But they found out she was in prison because, you know, Honey Bunny, Joy, probably made a phone call.
Joy is still hot in these episodes, man. She's
oh my god. Tuesday night.
I'm still Joy. I wanna meet her again because I've gotta talk to her about this.
Well, so before Jade is bailed out, she actually visits Jade, and she's like, oh, I brought you, like, a crystal or whatever, but they said it could be used as, like, a weapon or something. So she's telling her all the things she brought her that she can't have.
And Jade looks kind of annoyed with her.
But then she also, I don't know, maybe it's the whole, like, when you're in that kind of situation, you're just so vulnerable and you just, like, you're looking for some kind of support. But I feel like she was falling for... like, her being like, I'm gonna be there for you, I'm gonna visit you every day, and then she was like, I love you, Jade. I was like,
yeah.
You love her? Are you sure?
but Jade had the perfect reaction, too. She's like...
She didn't say anything. Like, she's just like, hey, bye.
Like, no, but she was, like, walking away, and then, yeah, she turned, and she's like, bye.
But there was also, like a softness to her face. Also, like, oh my god, like, somebody believes me or somebody's on my side. I don't know. So that's kind of what I took away. So we might as well stay on Tuesday night because I just loved her in this episode. She goes over to Scott's house. I'm like, what's his name? How could I forget his name? It's his real name. And she basically throws the woman out that he slept with the night before. And he's, like, thankful. He's like, I was trying to think of how I was going to get rid of her.
He's like, fascinated by Joy somehow. He's like, this bitch is nuts, but I like it.
And then, so she, like, wants to find out dirt on, like, the executive that fired him so that she could get him his job back with a raise and maybe a promotion so that, in turn, she could get her sister a job acting on some TV show, any show.
What was funny, she's trying to get the scoop on... that guy, but she's like, he's like, oh, well, he dates this other woman. She's like, that's not enough, I need more. And then he's like, oh, he like, what does he do? He stole funds or something from the company to pay.
And I like that scene because you think she's just going to be peeking at him in the shower, and she, like, full-on stands in the bathroom, and he, like, stands in the door with his dick out, and she's just, like, looking, like, unflinching. And I'm just like, I need these two to hate fuck at some point. Well, it might not be hate on her part, but like on his part, it
So we get a little something in a little bit.
So yeah, so she takes in all this information. Like we had mentioned, Jade's parents came, bailed her out. They take her home, and the next morning, Joy comes running in to tell her that her mom's there to see her, and she's like, tell her to go away. But the mom just like barges into the bedroom and says, and she's like, oh, can I get you coffee, tea, anything? And the mom kind of shushes her off. She's like, no, thanks, sugar. And she like slams the door. And I laugh. She's like, we
What
need
a
to go outside.
shitty
She's like, I don't want that fat girl listening to us. I was like, oh my God. Ooh, some of the zingers she had. She was like, so her stepfather apparently is running for office. I don't remember what state office, Senate, something. And she wants her to come home, be a proper lady. And she apparently Jade didn't know any of this. And she's like, well, she's like, you probably wouldn't in your profession. She's like, if you get off your back and actually see what's going on. I
Yeah,
was
that's a
like,
good one.
she did not just call her a
Yeah.
whore.
Oh,
And
it's her stepfather. It's her stepfather, by the way. He's running for governor. I did make note of that.
which made me so then I started wondering, okay, so when they arrested her, they called her by her real government name, which was Tremont. And so I'm guessing that is her mother's last name, which means that should be her stepfather's last name. So did they get married when she was still a child and they just changed her last name to her stepfather's last name? Because why would her legal name be her stepfather's last name, Tremont?
Is he a Tremont though? Like, did we get the clarification of that?
I thought so. Because they're married and they call her the mother by Tremont. So I just assumed that everybody was a Tremont. A Tremont. I don't even know if I'm saying
Well,
it
maybe that's why she said her name was something else. Remember, she said Sandy something? Maybe that was her actual last name. And so she wouldn't be linked to the Tremonts because she's not. You know what I mean?
Unless the mother seems to be very like traditional values, maybe she's trying to pass her off as his daughter, and she changed it because she seems to have no love for the step for her real father. But yeah, she was spicy. I liked her. I was like, does she just always play a villain? Because I've only ever seen her in like villainous roles.
Yeah, right.
She was on Sunset
She
Beach
did.
also before GH. Did you ever see that?
I feel like I did see her on there. I don't remember what she did on there though. I only remember in like one or two. Like I have vague memories of Sunset Beach. I need to rewatch that at some point.
She was Coal Deschanel's grandmother, so I don't know what that would make him. AJ's mother, maybe. I guess that would have to be if that was his grandmother. So it was Eddie Cibrian's grandmother on the show. What else? What's her name? Terry? Perry? Perry?
Oh, wait,
Jennifer
what's I'm
Beals.
gonna go back. I found the line I was looking for. I was like, where did I write this line? I like the one line that Jade said to her mom. She's like, I'm surprised. Oh, she was surprised that he was running for governor and not running from the governor. So I'm like, I wonder if he was like, I guess like a dirty dog in some way, I don't know.
Her mother also had a funny, like, it wasn't just a line, it was like the plan that she'll marry. And she's like, marry? Like, she already had a guy picked out for her to marry. She's like, and she said, by the next Christmas card, she's like, you'll be with child or something. I was like,
Yeah. Well,
what?
that was exactly what I was saying with like that's why that bitch left. She's like, fuck this. Like, she can't. Who wants to live like that? Their parents controlling their life.
So funny enough, I feel like Drew Barrymore was probably like the bigger name that was probably supposed to be the draw for the show, and she's the one that I am least interested in this entire series.
I was more interested in her in the first episode. This one, I was like, she didn't do too much in this one with Eric.
No, yeah, her and Eric just kind of discussed his film. He took her to see some of the homeless people.
Yeah.
He said something like his parents or the studio said homeless doesn't bring people to homelessness doesn't bring people to the theaters or something.
Right.
She was like, "Well, I have a little bit of money." I'm like, "Your petty cash is not going to get these people off the streets. What money do you have?"
Well, to get them like something at Wawa, like a sandwich or something.
So the detective that you mentioned, I can't remember his name at the beginning.
James. Damn it, I wrote it down after I looked him up. No, I can't remember. I think it's Jack.
Well, he comes to see Perry, and she like thinks it's weird that he has such an interest in this, and he's like, yeah, something's just not right about this. And I don't know if he says it or she says it, but something about, oh, I guess there are still a few good cops. And she's like, yeah, who would have thunk? But like, she said it in a way like she doesn't like police, but she was like engaged to a detective that was murdered. Why would she think that cops are bad if she was with one?
Well, we don't know too much about his murder.
Yeah.
Maybe he was, I mean, he could have been involved in something, and maybe that's why she was like in love with him and found out after his death. Like, we don't know much, But it makes sense, I guess, if something happened and there's.
This is probably more of a daytime trope, but do you think he's really dead? Do
Oh my
you think he
God.
faked his death?
I mean, I highly doubt he'll come up in the next three episodes, but.
But then Roger comes in, and which I totally, after he like blew her off, they were supposed to have a date. Remember, she was like sitting by the phone eating ice cream. And Joy was like, oh, pretty people do this too. And they go for a walk, and he like apologizes for standing her up. She's like, oh, you're only 82 hours late. She's like, you know, being stickler for time has always been my downfall.
Yeah, that was weird.
But they spear ahead with her defending him in this trial against this woman that's accusing him of rape.
Yeah, get to this court. That was the weirdest court ever. I'm like, she would have been like objected at some point. I'm like, nobody said anything.
Defendant, what I didn't catch her name.
Alice, the crazy one.
Yeah, that the ex or
Yeah,
whatever she was,
Allison. Yeah.
Allison. She was screaming in court like she was in the restaurant. Like I was just like, shh, take it down a notch.
Well, that's the thing. Like, she was screaming in court, and Perry was like really pounding her, and I feel like her lawyer sucked. Like, her lawyer should have been like, objection. Like, I'm like, how is there no objection in what
Yeah, I
she's
would
saying?
because the lawyer, I think, is supposed to be the DA. And I'm like, so is he just prosecuting this without her being there? As she's just like a witness, or she's just there to be interrogated, or like, I didn't understand that. But this made me uncomfortable because I'm a firm believer that you should, I would say 99% of the time, believe the woman, because women don't lie about this stuff. I know they were trying to make a
Yeah.
case that she was mentally unhinged, but I just feel, I don't know, I feel icky about this. Even though she was mentally unhinged, I still kind of, there was a small part of me that believed that maybe it happened.
Well, that's why she should have been like she the other lawyer should have said objection. Like, nobody said anything. They're just letting her go at her. Like, they would have easily called objection for that. I forget what it's called, like, when they're like nailing away at somebody, they're not supposed to do that. And that's called, but what is it?
Badgering.
Yeah, she was definitely
Yeah.
badgering the witness. She
Well,
was saying things for the witness where you're not supposed to do that.
yeah.
And like, the lawyer just sat there and was like, eh, it's fine. It's all good. The judge didn't say anything. They're like, oh, this is great.
And she's like,
And
yeah, she's like, I
like,
made a whole list of how I would get back at him. And I'm like,
right.
what?
But she still claimed that she was raped. So, like, that's
And
where.
that's what made me feel weird, because I'm just like, I don't know, maybe this really did happen.
But nobody else cared. Like, they were just like.
I cared.
No, I'm just saying, nobody in court. They're just
I
like,
know,
that
and that's why I felt weird about it.
they let her. She let her. She badgered her, and nobody did a goddamn thing. And I'm like,
Yeah.
okay. It was the weirdest trial I've ever seen on a show.
Yeah, so the lawyers, Perry and the DA, I assume, ask for permission to approach the bench, and they do, and they both kind of agree that it should be dismissed until she is deemed mentally competent to testify. So he dismisses it, and that makes her go off, and I guess she gets put in contempt because she's pulled away by like the I don't know what you call them, bailiff or
Bailiffs,
something.
yeah.
But I don't think this is over because we did get to see a preview of the next episode, and it looks like she broke into his apartment and like spray painted rapist on his wall or something. Which also makes me think, is there another twist? Did he do it? Like, I don't know. I'm not 100% on board with that. It didn't happen.
Oh yeah, that whole trial, that would probably be like a mistrial. That was so fucked up. Like, I don't even, that was so weird. Like, I didn't really believe her either, but like when she kept leading her and the girl was basically admitting, yeah, I did it for revenge, but still claimed she was raped. So I was like,
The moment that I was like, I don't know, did it actually happen? Like, I don't
I feel like it might have, like maybe he was just like frustrated one night and like just did it. And I guess we'll see. He seems shady, like disappearing for a day too. You know, like there's things that aren't adding up. But yet Perry seems okay with that. I'm like, okay, whatever.
I mean, we still have three more episodes, so you never know. It could be more twists to the so back at the house, the beach house, Perry and Jade see each other and she's like, "Oh, you're out," and she's like, "Yeah," and she's like, "Who's your lawyer?" And she says who her lawyer is. I don't know if we met her lawyer. I was like, I assume it was somebody her parents paid for. And she's like, I'll hand over my files from like the first interview," and she's like, "Oh, I'll pay you for, whatever." And she's like, "No, you don't have to do that." I was like, "Oh, that's nice."
Free lawyer for a minute.
Then Roger, I guess, came to see her, and they were kind of like interrupted in this conversation. But I felt like they both were like awkward because they like kind of made up, and I felt like they like are like were like kind of like their body language was like, "So do we hug?" Like, I felt like they were like, but let's get back to Joy because this was so much fun to
Meanwhile,
So,
at the studio.
at the studio, her and Scott break into the studio, and he's loving this. He's like, "This is so much fun. I've never had fun with a girl." And I'm
Yeah,
like,
he's
is
like,
this
"She's
how the
hot."
sex is gonna happen? Is he gonna be like high on adrenaline and like fuck her? Like,
Get it. I know.
he's like, "We should, what did he say? We should case a bank after this or something."
Yeah, he loves it. So funny.
So they break into the office and they try to find, I guess, the paperwork that proves that he was using company funds to finance his side piece, the executive that fired Scott. And they find what they're looking for, but they do too much talking. Also, they're like doing this by like glow stick. They like broke in with glow sticks. Like the ones you break and
Yeah, just look around.
and one thing about Joy, I know that they try to portray her as disgusting by saying it out loud, and she's not. She's just, if she were to be chubby and not full of padding, like she would look like an average person. But for somebody that's supposed to be average and frumpy, she has a lot of confidence because she flirts with men all the time. Like she has a shot.
I would like to know, like, because Lindsay really trusts her. So, and like, you know, already know she kind of backstabbed her own sister. So you're like, did Lindsay never see this growing up? Like, were they, you know what I mean? Like, you've never seen this side of this woman?
Or has she just been so good at hiding it and she's just dumb enough to fall for it? I don't know.
That could be, that could be.
Because Lindsay even, like, just to go off a little bit, Lindsay even told a story to Perry about when they were kids. Well, not kids, but when she was younger and she had a boyfriend, she moved in with him. And allegedly, he left her high and dry and she never got her things back, or she didn't get her things back right away, but then a box showed up with all her things. That didn't, that felt like that had a purpose. Like we're just putting a pin in that story. Like maybe Joy had a hand in that. Just to show a pattern that Joy's always messing with everybody's lives.
But she's very good at
Yeah.
it.
So back to the TV studio. So she's like, I don't know, I feel like she's into the fact that Scott's into it, and I think she thinks that they're gonna kiss. And he's just like, I know I am having so much fun because you're not, it's not like being with a girl. It's almost like being with a guy or a friend. And she's just like, oh,
Well, no.
great.
No, they get, well, yeah, he says that, but then, like, they do go in for a kiss, but then they're interrupted. Because it looks like they're about to kiss.
Think security guards have guns, honestly. So he goes to call the police and she hangs up. She presses the receiver and he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I don't think you want to do that. She's like, call the president of the company. And he's like, nope, that's not procedure. Procedure is I have to call the police. And she's like, trust me. She's like, you don't want to be on the unemployment line, which I feel like because maybe he went along with her plan, he's going to end up on the unemployment line, but we'll probably never know because he was a minor character. So he calls the president of the company, who we didn't hear his end of it, but it sounded like, yes, sir, I know, which means he probably said, you should call the police. But so he hands the receiver over to Joy and she gives him some stock tips. And then at the very end of it, she throws in Susie, which is the name of his side piece. And then she's like, yes, I'll tell him. So apparently, Scott should expect a phone call that he has his job back. And she's like, make sure you ask for a promotion and all this money. And he's just kind of like, like, what's happening?
And a sofa, not leather sofa, because it's something with when you have sex or when you're naked or
She said,
something.
make sure you get a cloth sofa, not a leather one. She's like, because when you're naked, you stick to the leather or something like that. Oh, and she also refers to him as her life partner. He's like, life partner.
It's so great. So great.
So she's in it for the long haul, apparently.
I did make note. He said he thinks she's cool. I'm
Yeah.
like, that's like a teenager thing. It's funny.
Right. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. I'm loving this. Jade ends up meeting with who? Hal,
Hal.
that's his name.
Yeah. H-A-L.
I don't know why she trusts him. He tried to drown her.
I told you because it didn't seem like it, and then he did apologize. So I think she thinks it's he's her friend, even though he's way not. He gives every sign that he's not your friend, but she trusts him for some reason. She's like, even when like when she's talking to him, she's like, I couldn't get a hold of you. Yeah, because he's trying to hide from you.
Yeah, and she's like, Perry told me that you said that you denied something. Oh, I don't remember what he denied. I forgot what it was, what detail it was. And he was like, Perry drinks. She drinks a lot. And he
Yeah,
tells her that her.
Joy mentioned her drinking too. She said Perry drinks when they were in the jail too. I'm like, she doesn't drink. Well, I guess she does drink, but
That's laying the groundwork for her to be like, oh yeah, no, Perry drinks. Can't take anything she says seriously.
I don't think Perry's down in it. I mean, you do see her with like wine in every scene, but I mean, she's not
So maybe
like
that's a sign that she's gonna get sloshed in one of these episodes and something's gonna
maybe.
happen.
Well, maybe that's what's gonna happen. She'll find out that the dude was a rapist and just hit rock bottom, you know?
Maybe she'll get sloshed and he'll take advantage of her. Oh my God.
Because if she gets him off and then like
He does
he's
it to
like
her. That's double.
legally
That's
guilty.
because then that's double. Wait, is it double jeopardy if it's a different woman?
No, it's double jeopardy, with the same case or whatever.
Okay, because they did mention double jeopardy when the judge was talking to them privately. He's like, I'll let it off until she's mentally incompetent. He's like, double jeopardy doesn't apply here. Like, she could you could retry this when she's mentally competent or whatever. So, yeah.
So she probably has to go to like a therapy then or something to prove
Or
that.
get on her meds because she admitted she wasn't taking them.
True.
Huh. Well, damn. This just got
Oh,
way
and
deeper than I
then,
thought.
well, hopefully it is that deep. We got 3 episodes left, which is only 45 minutes left, so an hour,
I know.
what, 2 hours and 15 minutes left of the show. Also, it looks like Hal makes Jade think that she did it. Well, he's like, I think, he kind of thinks she did it, but he won't say it. Because she's like, you think I did it, don't you? He's like,
So
well.
Hal says he has the ballistics report on the gun, and it says that the bullets match the gun that was taken from her home during the search. And he said, and there's blood on her carpet that matches the victim. And she's like, but she's like, that's not possible. She's like, I shot the guy, not the girl. And I love how she's so freely. That's not who I shot.
Yeah, didn't she? That wasn't him. I feel like he planted it.
Yeah, he
Or
definitely
the other
planned
guy
it.
did. Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
Who we didn't see this episode. I don't know if we'll ever see him again.
I guess he's just trying. I don't know why he's trying to get rid of her because I feel like she won't do anything. Like, it's not like.
Yeah, I don't
Because
understand
he's married.
what has against her. Like, you were sleeping with her. Like, what's wrong? Like,
Like, the only thing I can think is like if his wife's a powerhouse of some sort, and like maybe like she, you know how they always do that, like her daddy comes from money and he's hired from her dad, so if it comes out, like he might get fired from his position. Like that's the only thing I could think, those type of things.
yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of our Gone Too Soon segment for 2000 Malibu Road. Next time we'll be covering episode three, right? Four. All right. This was
I'm not
episode three
sure.
because it was the second video, but we'll be covering another episode. We'll just say that. As always, you can find us on all the socials at Queers and Soaps. Until next time, have a great night. Bye.
Bye.